Hello, everyone, and welcome to the B2B Marketing Podcast. My name is Kavita Singh. I'm Senior Content Editor at B2B Marketing. And today we'll be talking to Gareth Clark, Senior Executive Vice President of Customer Experience at Just Global. We're going to be breaking down Just Global's win for B2B Global Agency of the Year, which nabbed the gold at our 2023 B2B Marketing Awards last year. The agency's focus is to deliver results for its customers, people, and communities while having a transformative impact on how B2B marketing is done in today's world. And luckily, we get to talk about that today and discuss some of their achievements. So, first of all, Gareth, welcome to the podcast. How are you doing?
Yeah, very good. Thanks. And thanks for having me. Looking forward to taking you through some a bit of an overview about what we do as a business, you know?
Yeah, awesome. I mean, congratulations on your win. I know it seems like ages ago because this was back in November, but I mean, how does it feel to win such a cool award like this?
Oh, we've been working on this for a long time as a business. We've been following B2B marketing and going to the awards and submitting awards for different nominations of categories for many, many years. And this was sort of the pinnacle, really, and it's what we've been striving for as a business. So over the moon, it's resonated really well with the business, and individuals are in that, and clients talking to us about it, and individuals in the business are proud to work for the agency, you know?
Yeah, definitely. And it's also nice to have the awards in November, just so everyone can kind of reflect on the year and really celebrate their wins to kind of wind down, the end of the year. Just to kind of jump into some questions around your win, I think something that definitely contributed to that was sort of embracing a people-first approach to the business. So can you tell me what that is and then also like how that impacted Just Global?
Yeah, I mean, so I always say, and we've got a philosophy in the business that it's a service-based organization, so people are number one, and that's relationships. So we work to three mantras within the business. It's cultivating relationships, it's being one team that's striving for brilliance, and the core of that is looking after our people. So we have a number of initiatives that help support and drive that people-first approach.
Yeah,
I mean,
definitely.
primarily. I mean, primarily what we do is we recognize that in order to be able to develop the next level of managers, we need to be considering that they're the people we need to be training and supporting and bringing them up, and it enables us to scale, which has allowed us to scale how we have as an agency globally.
Yeah, definitely. And we'll get into training in a little bit. But I know another thing that you guys have sort of pushed out was sort of around flexible working and also the benefits of the 4-day work week. I mean, can you dive a little deeper on like sort of the benefit for Just Global?
So it's interesting. This sort of 4-day work week came into the market a little while ago, and there's a bit of a trend around that, with some of the big tech firms pushing in that direction. I think we looked into this in quite some depth, because when you first look at this Flex Friday, so to speak, as we call it within the business, the first thing that comes to your mind is, can we service clients? Because we're a service-based agency. What we've found is that we're treating our teammates with the respect as professionals, and they're allowing being able to run their time based on the needs of the clients, their colleagues, and themselves. So basically what we do is every 2 weeks we have what we call a Flex Friday, which is obviously a Friday. So individuals will work 9 out of 10 days within the organization. And as long as it works for them and their colleagues and their clients, then we enable them to go and enjoy some time off and sort of support their own mental health and well-being on those Fridays.
Yeah. I mean, what has that have you have I mean, has there been sort of an impact on productivity and like has there been good feedback around that?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't think if we were to change that now, I think there'd probably be uproar within the business. We found that we're still servicing clients in a way that the clients want to be served, and individuals will work on a Friday absolutely to support that need. We've created a culture of people being able to own their own time. And really, on those Flex Fridays, you can generally own your own time and deliver what you need to deliver. So typically, we might do it like the odd hour in the morning to get things covered off, and then we're free, to walk the dog or do do the washing or whatever people want to do on that Friday. So that has been really, really positive. And in all honesty, you know, as a business, our global voluntary attrition rate has reduced quite considerably, and we're less than 15%, which is well below industry average.
Oh, yeah, it's really impressive. I know you also introduced a new training and onboarding program. I mean, can you tell me a little bit about that and sort of how it impacted Just Global as well?
Yeah, so there's a number of things we covered in that sort of area. So we put in place a thing we call competency frameworks. That's from a sort of training perspective, which basically structures everyone's role within the organization. So whichever department you're in, whichever tier you're in within the department, you've got a really clear understanding of what the expectations are that you need to deliver and what it takes to get to the next level within the business. So there's you measure your competency levels. You're then able to then move up based on the requirements of the client needs. So that competency framework has been the basis for structured growth and personal development in the business. We do undertake quite a lot of training activity across the board, leadership training being one of those. And we have a program we call Empower, which encourages the next manager, tier of manager, to then drive through the business. So, I mean, again, it seems to be working. We can demonstrate that in some statistics, and, you know, 34% of the individuals in the business have been promoted in the last 12 months, which goes to show that we're recognizing talent, we're giving people a personal development plan, and we're taking them to that next level. I mean, as part of that, everyone in the business has what we call a 1-3-5 plan, which is pretty much a plan on a page. So a vision, three objectives or five actions for each objective around what they personally want to achieve in the next 12 months. And we align that to their career development as well.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot of what you guys do is not just around attracting the right talent, but retaining that talent and making sure that they're being supported. Do you have like a top tip around just making sure that your employees feel that support?
Yeah, I think it's bringing people into a culture of empowerment and giving clarity on what it takes to get to where an individual needs to get to in their career. So it's not just driven about the business goals. We drive the business forward based on individual and personal goals, which tend to align anyway. And if you recognize the importance of mental health and well-being, you incorporate the Flex Friday philosophy, give people vision of where they need to get to, they'll remain in the business because they can see a positive future for themselves.
Yeah, definitely. I guess to kind of tie into something else that you guys sort of mentioned in your case study, I know your mantra this year was sort of around global alignment. And I also know that there was a focus on expanding the strategy team. I mean, can you tell me what that meant exactly for your company?
Yeah, I mean, typically when you're engaging clients, you engage in two sort of levels. You gauge, well, what would be the ideal scenario for an agency, global agency like us, with offices in AMER and EMEA and APAC, is like an agency of record style. So you win an opportunity with a client, and then you run that across all regions with an agency of record model. The other structure you have with clients is typically winning a project in region, and then working and developing relationships with that client, delivering great work, and then ultimately trying to generate opportunity the other way, really, up to global piece. What we've been doing as a business is expanding our organization based on good, solid client relationships by driving conversations with global leads and portfolios. So we have global leads for each of our accounts, and they work with the counterparts in other regions in order to be able to deliver all services across all regions. So if you think about the consistency that a client needs when they're engaging with you, they're going to need to know that if you're engaging in Singapore or in London or in San Francisco, that they're going to get the same quality of service. And that's what we've driven through global account structures, clarity on and incorporating project management office within everything we do across the business, and then overlaying that with some really strong strategic thinking. So to your point earlier around the strategy team, that's been embedded in everything we do in all regions. So we drive that global mentality. And actually what we've done as a business now is we've structured our agency based on global structure rather than individual client structures in region.
Yeah, I mean, I think that makes a lot of sense to think about it from a global perspective, because you want to make sure everything from the service to the messaging is consistent across. So yeah, I think that's really important.
Yeah.
I guess from an innovative perspective, do you have any other highlights that you want to bring up at all?
Yeah, I suppose there's a couple of things. I mean, one point just around strategy, and it leans to innovation, is working with partners. So we've worked with the likes of Bombora to run research reports to understand the nature and insights of the market. And that then leads into a broader sort of methodology and approach that we have as a business called the Connected Experience Engine. So that Connected Experience Engine is the overarching approach we take to understand clients, to drive the correct message into their audiences, and to manage and measure all the way through from start to finish with a program. So that Connected Experience Engine, that end-to-end approach, is a methodology that we're adopting for training, for supporting the clients in a consistent way, and making sure we've got the strategic team driven in. So that's the basis. But then you think about lots of other areas that you can add to the innovative side of the business. So driving the relationships through innovation days, for example, we've been doing a lot of that. And those innovation days can include overviews on AI, market research within a particular sector that we can add value to the client, for example, a cybersecurity play into a cybersecurity client. This global alignment around project management I talked about as well has been freeing up the client services teams to be more client facing and to offer that trusted advisor guidance approach when engaging clients on a one-to-one.
Yeah. I know you mentioned innovation days. I mean, what exactly does that entail on an actual day?
Yeah, so I mean, it varies based on clients, but typically if you're running 12-month programs with clients, you're gonna have quarterly business reviews. So you have regular cadence of communication. Innovation days takes a QBR to the next level, really. So it doesn't just talk about what's happened in the previous quarter. It talks about industry trends that are happening in that market and our recommendations on how to incorporate those. So for example, we're running Gen AI programs with some of our larger clients on the back of us positioning that within those innovation days and talking about how we can work with them to take it to the next level.
Yeah, really interesting. What have you been hearing from clients in terms of feedback?
Really positive. Obviously, you know, the one of the things we've been hearing from global clients is that they're seeing a consistent level of service that we're delivering across all regions. And we spend time to, and there's a term our CEO uses, it's cookies in the jar. We offer additional time above and beyond a core project in order to be able to add real value to the client. So without quoting lots of client names, because I've got lots that I can quote, but I think most important thing that we're hearing from clients is we're part of their team, we're offering value above and beyond the core agreed scope, and then that leads to a much deeper long-term relationship.
Yeah, I know, like, hearing that you guys are part of their team, I feel like, how are you able to sort of nurture that sort of relationship with a client? Because that sort of agency client relationship is so important to kind of get right and make sure that you guys are aligned. From a Just Global perspective, what's the advice you have?
Well, the first port of call is to go deep with your clients and not spread yourself too thinly. You know, as a small agency, when you're starting to develop an agency, the natural instinct is to say yes to every piece of work that comes your way, and then you end up with a long tail of clients. What we're doing now is we're working, going deep into clients with a strategic engagement, which adds the value, with freeing up client services team to be able to spend more time with clients, and making sure we've got really clear quality performance tracking in everything we do to avoid errors in activity. So we work really hard with the specialist team across our media, creative, analytics, organizations in order to be able to drive that quality of work. So in a nutshell, quality of work, more time with the client, and offering that strategic value, and the combination of all three, and actually recognizing we're selling to people at the end of the day, because we need to ensure that our clients are comfortable in the work that we deliver. We know that they've got stakeholders to manage internally within the business, and as long as we recognize that and then we build those relationships up, that's a recipe for success, I think.
Yeah, I think definitely recognizing, you know, they're on sort of the other side dealing with other stakeholders. I think that's really important, because sometimes you can sort of lose focus because you're so focused on, you know, your specific client. So yeah, I think that's really great. Really great.
Some of this comes down to actually how we recruit in the first place. So we're recruiting individuals with that mentality of understanding relationships. We've actually also recruited individuals that have worked client side in instances as well. So there's an empathy for how clients work. And we generally build personal relationships with our clients rather than it being transactional.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I mean, when you are recruiting talent with those sort of qualities, I guess how are you able to kind of determine they'd have that sort of quality of building that type of relationship with a client?
I think a lot of that is going back to being really clear about what the competencies are associated with the role that we need. So with a clear set of competencies in that competency framework that I mentioned earlier, we have real clarity around what success looks like each tier of level. So when we're recruiting in, it reduces the risk, first of all. And then as part of the interview process, we challenge and we push those three areas that which are our values for the business, you know, the being one team, cultivating relationships, and striving for brilliance. And if we could tick those boxes, you know, there's no guarantees, obviously, but we make sure we do that. The other thing we look at is the relationships the individuals that we're recruiting for have with their customers, but also their partners and their vendors. You know, so a big part of what we do as a business from a media perspective is those relationships with those partners.
Just to kind of wrap things up, I know that you guys have the Dick Reed Awards coming up, which funny enough was highlighted in your case study. I mean, can you tell me a little bit about what's coming up with that?
Yeah, so just to give you a little bit of background, so Dick Reed was the former CEO of Just Global, or Just Media as it was as a business at the time. Unfortunately, he passed away a number of years ago, and we're keeping his legacy alive. Because one of the key areas of focus for him was the relationships that we had with our vendors and our partners. The Dick Reed Awards is in recognition of all the good, solid relationships and strong relationships we have throughout the year. And we're recognizing great work. And I think it's important that we continue that, both from a cultural perspective, but also from a longer term relationship, because we recognize that, you know, we can't do everything on our own. We need to work with the partners to be able to deliver success. And we rely heavily on those relationships. So, yeah, we've got 21st of March is the date this year in San Francisco. And we invite our partners and our vendors over. And we have a ceremony in the end. We have our partner appreciation party after that, which is always fun.
Yeah, wow. It sounds like something to look forward to. That's really great. I guess, like, speaking of awards, just to kind of end things, what would be your top tip for agencies who maybe want to apply for an award like Agency of the Year, Global Agency of the Year? Obviously, keeping in mind, it's not all about awards, but it'd be great to have a
sort of course, it's great. That. Yeah, no, it's great to have awards and get the recognition. I think, you know, a lot of businesses will look at success based on growth. That's one aspect, but I think the most important for us side for us, in addition to that, clearly, because that's important, is being genuine and being open and honest and recognizing the importance of the people in your business to make you a success. And I know we've spoken quite a lot about the people side of this over the course of the last sort of 20 minutes, and that is so important to us. If we can come back to our three points, and I'm sort of laboring this again, but if we can demonstrate that we're cultivating relationships and we're working as one team and we're striving for brilliance, if you live and breathe those and you're genuine about it, I think that will, that goes a long way in order to be able to win awards. And by doing that, you deliver great work for clients and you win more awards. So it's a positive cycle.
Yeah, it's a win-win. Awesome. Well, I think that's a great note to leave on. I think that's also about all the time we have for today. Thank you so much, Gareth, for speaking with me today. And if you'd like to know more about Just Global's win, you can head to our website in just a few weeks to check out its fantastic report, which will go alongside it. Thank you so much, and stay tuned for another exciting episode. Thanks, Gareth.
Thanks so much.